listening to Pop Health Week on Healthcare Now Radio. I'm Greg Masters, Managing Director of Health Innovation Media, the publisher of HCOWatch.com, and your Pop Health Week co-host with my partner co-founder, Fred Goldstein, the president of Accountable Health LLC, a Jacksonville, Florida-based consulting firm. Our guest on today's show is Neil Gordon, MD, PhD, the chairman, CEO, and founder of Intervent International. Intervent is a global lifestyle management and chronic disease risk reduction company based in the United States. Intervent develops, licenses, and provides evidence-based, technology-enabled, outcomes-oriented programs for the prevention and management of multiple chronic diseases. The primary purpose of Intervent programs is to improve individual and population-based measures of health while simultaneously reducing healthcare costs and enhancing productivity. Dr. Gordon is a prolific author, publishing over 100 scientific manuscripts, 8 books, and numerous scientific abstracts in the area of preventive medicine. He has served as an associate editor of the 8th edition of the American College of Sports Medicine's Guidelines for Exercise Testing and Prescription, the world's most widely read academic text on the topic of exercise science. Dr. Gordon has devoted his entire career spanning over 30 years to the prevention of cardiovascular disease and other chronic illness. So, Fred, over to you. Let's get to know Dr. Neil Gordon and what he's up to at Intervent International.
Thank you so much, Greg. And Neil, welcome to Pop Health Week.
Thank you very much, Fred. It's an absolute pleasure to participate.
Thank you. It's fantastic to have you on. I've known you quite a while. I consider you a friend and a colleague, and you've really done some very interesting work over the years. So perhaps you could give us a little bit of a background on Intervent and how you started the company.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thanks a lot. As you know, Fred, I'm originally from Johannesburg in South Africa, moved to the United States in 1987. I'm a board-certified physician, a fellow of the American College of Cardiology, and also have a PhD in exercise physiology and a master's degree in public health. In 1997, I actually founded Intervent together with several colleagues of mine, and Intervent is a global behavior change and population health management company, and it was actually founded following a collaborative initiative with researchers at Stanford University. We've spent the past 22 years or so developing, testing, and implementing programs for the prevention and management of multiple chronic diseases and cost drivers. The primary purpose of the programs is to improve health and well-being while at the same time reducing potentially avoidable healthcare costs, minimizing disability, and enhancing productivity. Over the years, we've had the privilege of working with hundreds of small, medium, and large employers, including multinational corporations. And as well as our work in the employer space, we're involved in a variety of exciting initiatives in the provider space and other areas of population health management.
Yeah, you really offer a broad range of services, you know, to employers. And as you said, you've been involved in clinical trials and studies. And I know there's always been this, more recently in particular, this issue around wellness and the programs. Do they work? Don't they? And you're one of the few companies that I've seen that's published quite a bit in the peer-reviewed literature. So could you talk a little bit about some of the work you've done and some of the publications you've had?
Sure, Fred, I'd be happy to do so. You know, we've gone to great lengths to ensure that the programs and services that we provide are truly evidence-based, in that they're not only based on reputable national and international expert guidelines, but we've also published a large number of studies documenting the benefits of the programs in a variety of different participant populations. In fact, there have now been over 100 published scientific abstracts and manuscripts documenting the benefits of our programs in different populations, and that includes data from randomized clinical trials as well as independent third-party conducted research. One of the things that we've learned over the years is that programs have to be very well designed and carefully implemented in order to achieve meaningful results. Not just any program done in any way will result in benefit. And that's a fact that's not very well appreciated in the field of population health, in particular lifestyle management and chronic disease risk reduction. It is a concept that's very well accepted in the area of pharmacology. For example, when it comes to medications, there is what is known as a concept related to the class effect. We know that not all drugs that belong to the same class of medications are equally safe or equally effective. For example, we know that statins as a class are very effective and very safe, but certain statins are more effective than others, and some are safer than others. In fact, they're statins that have been taken off the marketplace due to safety concerns. And for that reason, drug manufacturers have to go out and do appropriate research documenting the benefits and safety of their products before releasing them to the marketplace. And unfortunately, that doesn't occur in our space. As a result of that, you get studies published in certain situations that document substantial benefits, and when a program is provided by a different vendor using different approaches, they fail to document meaningful benefits. So we think it's very important for providers of population health management services to conduct research demonstrating that their programs work. There was an excellent editorial that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association in April of this year in response to a wellness-related study that didn't document benefits. And in that manuscript, they stated, that's in the editorial, they stated that drawing generalized conclusions about overall wellness program effectiveness is actually misguided given the wide variation in program design and also organizational environments in which those programs are implemented. So that's one of the reasons why we've gone to great lengths to document the benefits of our programs, and we've done that in studies involving healthy individuals, keeping healthy individuals healthy. There's studies that have been published looking at individuals with risk factors for chronic disease, documenting improvements in multiple risk factors, and then, of course, we've been involved in a variety of different studies targeting individuals with specific chronic conditions. Right at the present time, there are two major research studies that we're involved in. We're involved in a number of studies, but two major studies, the one targeting individuals with pre-diabetes and the other targeting individuals who have blockages in their carotid arteries and focusing on stroke risk reduction.
Yeah, I think it's really fantastic, given how the industry has typically evolved and the work they've done, that you've chosen to take the higher road and publish quite a bit of your results in these peer-reviewed journals. That separates you from much of the industry that's getting a lot of pressure now. One of the things you talked about was this issue of pre-diabetes, and obviously we've got an epidemic here. It's around the world. You have a company that works around the world. Could you talk some about your new project that you're doing with Diabetes Canada?
Yes, definitely. Thank you. It's a very exciting initiative. We were contacted by the largest endocrinology practice in Canada called LMC Diabetes and Endocrinology. They were concerned about the increasing prevalence of type 2 diabetes at the moment in Canada. It's estimated that about 3.4 million Canadians have diabetes, and it's been estimated that about 5.7 million, or about 22% of the population, have pre-diabetes, and that number is increasing. So they were interested in trying to see what they could do to identify individuals with pre-diabetes and others at risk of developing type 2 diabetes, and then intervene on those individuals to improve their blood glucose levels and prevent the onset of diabetes. They partnered with Diabetes Canada and approached the Public Health Agency of Canada and fortunately received funding for the initiative. A Canadian diabetes prevention program and intervent is a major component of that. The Canadian Diabetes Prevention Program is essentially a clinical study that aims to prevent or delay the start of type 2 diabetes in Canadians. They will be enrolling 3,850 participants into the study over a four-year period, and these are individuals across all areas of Canada. The program will specifically be testing if individualized one-on-one lifestyle health coaching provided via the telephone along with online educational resources are effective in reducing the risk of type 2 diabetes in Canadians. So it differs quite significantly from the most common approach that's been utilized in the United States as part of the efforts launched by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and CMS Medicare, which relies heavily on face-to-face group classes. In this initiative, all of the services are provided remotely using telehealth approaches. So it's going to be quite exciting from that perspective. In order for individuals to qualify for the study, they must either have a higher risk score as determined using a questionnaire, which is commonly used in Canada, referred to as the Canadian Diabetes Risk Assessment or CanRisk. It has 12 questions. Individuals take the questionnaire, and if they have a score of 33 or higher and they're aged 40 to 74 years, then they qualify to participate in the study and receive the program all free of charge, including blood work that's done as part of it. Individuals can also participate, provided they're 18 years or older, if they have been diagnosed with pre-diabetes on the basis of having an A1C blood test of between 6.0 and 6.4% and or a fasting blood glucose level of 6.1 to 6.9 millimoles per liter, which is the equivalent of 110 to 125 milligrams per deciliter. They obviously can't already have a diagnosis of diabetes in order to qualify. So it's a really exciting initiative, and we are thrilled to be part of it. We think it will result in new data that can benefit individuals all over the world, and of course, we're confident that it will benefit the individuals who participate. If anybody is interested in learning more, they can find out more information on the LMC website. It's lmc.ca. They can also log on to another website to take the CanRisk questionnaire, and they could access that directly through the LMC website, or they could log on directly to myintervent.com/CanRisk. Another way to learn more is to email us at prevention@lmc.ca. It's available to the general public in Canada. Doctors can refer patients, and then of course employers that are interested could contact us and have the program made available to the employees all free of charge to the participants.
And you brought this up. In the United States, it's delivered via this face-to-face model. Obviously, that makes scaling a bit difficult. You've got a technology-based model, it sounds like. What components of that model are you providing to this project?
Our company intervenes providing the participant-facing online application as well as the coach-facing application. We've trained the health coaches, and we'll be training all of the health coaches on an ongoing basis. But in this particular initiative, it's not Intervent's health coaches. We have a large team of health coaches, but for this initiative, we've trained health coaches in Canada who are employed by LMC, the endocrinology practice that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. We will be assisting with the provision of quality assurance and oversight of the services. For each coaching session, information is documented in our platform that's reviewed, and if, with the participant's consent, all of the coaching calls are recorded, and a certain percentage of the calls are actually audited, and that's by our auditing team. We are also providing what are referred to as customer care representatives. So those are Intervent employees who help explain the program to individuals, reach out to individuals, attempt to engage them, and assist with any challenges that they're having. We are involved in all of the data collection. The data is then provided to LMC, and it is being analyzed by LMC together with their partners, one of which is McMaster University in Canada. So participants will have access to a variety of different resources through the Intervent platform. Over the course of the 1 year of participation in the program, they have 22 pre-scheduled one-on-one telephone coaching sessions. The first two sessions are a little bit longer than the others. They last about 30 minutes. Subsequent coaching sessions are typically 15 minutes. And then in addition to the one-on-one coaching, the individuals are able to participate in monthly webinars on a variety of different topics. In between the coaching sessions, they can access various resources through the Intervent platform, various reports showing them goals for each of their risk factors, action plans for achieving the risk factor goals, a big focus on personalized exercise and physical activity programs, individualized nutrition programs for the participants, as well as a big focus on stress management and also managing other risk factors which are common in individuals with prediabetes, such as elevated blood pressure, abnormal cholesterol levels. They have access to recipes, to online diaries where they can record their exercise, their nutrition, stress habits. If a person smokes, they're assisted with smoking cessation and their online logs. In addition to recording information in diaries, individuals are able to sync a variety of different devices, be it their activity tracker, their Fitbit, a blood pressure monitor, Bluetooth scale, and they can track the information through the portal. Individuals can access reports for their physicians. They access progress reports. They also receive points for completing certain activities, and they enter into drawings for a variety of different prizes, and there are challenges embedded in the system. So it's a very comprehensive service that individuals have access to. I know that you, Fred, are obviously very familiar with the landmark studies on which the various diabetes prevention programs were based. I mentioned earlier on when the show first started that initially we collaborated with a group at Stanford. It's a group that had conducted a landmark NIH-funded study called the Stanford Coronary Risk Intervention Project, and we took the various protocols and procedures that they utilized, and that's what resulted in eventually in the formation of Intervent. But along the way, we also modeled the programs and services after the landmark studies, such as the Finnish Diabetes Prevention study that was first published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2001, and over a 3 year or so period demonstrated in individuals with prediabetes a 58% decrease in the development of new onset diabetes. And then it was modeled on the diabetes prevention program, the very well known program published first in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2002. That study involved 3,234 individuals with prediabetes, and they were able to show that by attempting to achieve a weight loss of at least 7% and participate in at least 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous aerobic exercise each week over 2.8 years, they could also reduce the onset of new diabetes in individuals with pre-diabetes by 58%, and the program was actually more effective than a blood glucose lowering medication called metformin. So we modeled what we developed after those initiatives, and then we've published data ourselves documenting the benefits of our programs in individuals with pre-diabetes, as well as, of course, in individuals with diabetes. In one of our first major studies that was actually published in the American Journal of Cardiology in 2002, we showed that in individuals with pre-diabetes, with just 12 weeks of intervention, 39% of them could normalize their blood glucose level, and that's without medications. And actually, in individuals with diabetes without medications, these are individuals with type 2 diabetes, through participating in the program, about 37% of them could reverse their type 2 diabetes.
That's fantastic. And is obviously, you've talked about a very comprehensive approach you're using here for this study in Canada. How is that the same or differ from some of the programs you offer in the United States? And I know you go beyond just lifestyle management to other areas. Could you get into some of that?
The program is very similar to the approach that we utilize in the United States. And in fact, we've now made modifications to our diabetes prevention program based on some of the enhancements that were made specifically for the Canadian diabetes prevention program. So it's pretty much the same online application that's utilized for participants and also utilized for the coaches. In the United States, though, typically the approach that we utilize is that individuals are initially risk stratified using a proprietary risk stratification model that we've developed, and then the precise number of coaching calls is individualized based on the person's risk stratification status. So typically in the US, all individuals don't receive the same number of coaching calls. The intensity of the coaching is individualized using risk stratification that is built into our system. Otherwise, the program is very, very similar. Something that we've added recently, which is also very exciting, is the ability of individuals to interact with their coach between coaching sessions through the online application using secure online chat feature. So individuals have the pre-scheduled coaching calls. A call is set up on a given day at a given time. We place an outbound call to the person and they have their coaching session. But in between coaching sessions, individuals are able to interact with the coach through the online application. Also, recently we've made some dramatic enhancements to the services that are available for individuals who already have diabetes. We've enhanced our business intelligence data analytics, where we're able to analyze large amounts of data coming into us from various devices, including blood glucose monitors in individuals with type 2 or type 1 diabetes. And we have in place protocols for immediately reaching out to those individuals if they have alert values and assisting them in dealing with the alerts. Individuals can call in, speak to certified diabetes educators, and in addition to that, they can, of course, participate in the coaching programs and receive one-on-one coaching as well as group webinars.
How large is your business in the United States, just relatively, companies or covered lives or something like that?
It's large and it's expanding, but I should say that we consider ourselves to be a boutique provider of population health management services. We are strategically very selective in the clients with whom we choose to work. We like to work with clients that are passionate about what they do and are very serious about improving the populations that they serve. So we don't enter into any contract that comes our way. We are very selective. We like to make sure that the client is the right fit for us and that the initiative is very well positioned for success. Some of the clients that we work with have multiple business sectors, multiple companies that they own that we provide services for. So, for example, at the present time, our largest employer client in the United States has about 200,000 employees, including spouses. It's about 300,000 individuals that we serve. But that client owns multiple companies that we provide services for. Outside of the employer space, another example is the study that we're involved with that I alluded to earlier. It's a study funded by the National Institutes of Health for close to $40 million, coordinated through the Mayo Clinic. Mm-hmm. As part of that study, our company, Intervent, provides telehealth coaching services to all of the participants in the study, and there are now approximately 130 medical centers in the United States and Canada involved in that study. So we're providing services to the patients from all of the different medical centers. Outside of the United States, we're rapidly expanding our footprint, involved in exciting initiatives in a variety of different countries. We recently entered into a contract with a large global employer benefits network that works in approximately 120 different countries, and we're now in the process of collaborating with them and setting up the infrastructure to be able to provide our services in the various countries in the different languages. We have a lot of experience in working with large multinational corporations. We've provided services now on all seven continents in multiple languages. Over the years, we've trained several thousand health coaches in different countries on multiple continents. It's been very exciting, and it's really an exciting time for our business and our industry in general. There's so much potential to do good and to make a significant impact on the non-communicable diseases that are now the leading cause of death, escalating healthcare costs and disability, not only in Western industrialized countries, but also in other countries around the globe. And we're very excited about that.
Absolutely. And I know, you know, you've always been this sort of boutique company, as you said, a great way to put it. But you know, hopefully more people will learn about what you do, because you really have over the years set an example by the published studies you put out and the results you've had. And also, you know, being involved in these multiple things, I really want to congratulate you, Neil, for the work with the NIH and with all these research projects, both here and around the world, really.
Well, thanks, Fred, and congratulations to you for everything that you've done. I've thoroughly enjoyed working with you over the years. I've always regarded you as one of the industry experts, and any opportunity that I get to interact with you, you know that I consider that an immense privilege, and so do the other members on our team that you've interacted with over the years. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Neil. It's been a pleasure to have you on Pop Health Week. And back to you, Greg.
And thank you, Fred. That will be the last word on today's broadcast. I do want to thank our guest, Neil Gordon, MD, PhD, Chairman, CEO, and founder of Intervent. For more information on Intervent, go to www.interventhealth.com. Or to learn more about LMC, the Reference Diabetes Prevention Program implemented in partnership with Diabetes Canada, go to www.lmc.ca. For Pop Health Week, my colleague Fred Goldstein and Healthcare Now Radio, this is Greg Masters saying bye now.